It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bar. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. My friend Tammy Ward is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk things, all things Better Business Bureau, the BBB, the triple threat. We're the
now,
double
come on.
threat
to people that don't do things right.
That's right.
Let's confirm that.
Threat to the bad guys. You betcha, girl. If you have a question, maybe you're like me and you've got some texts, some spam calls. I mean, they never stop. They're relentless. It feels
yes.
like they're just getting worse. Like,
they come in spurts. They actually
they do.
And you, the one that you just showed me, all you can do is, of course, never respond. All you can do is block the number. And, of course,
right.
the numbers will change, but don't respond at all because then they'll know that you're an active phone. Or not you personally, but your phone is active.
Phone.
It's another Monday for me.
It's great. I feel better that you said
be
that, actually.
Be the phone.
You are the phone.
Boop, 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 boop.
There no, is, they
there
will
is a
know.
Commercial though out there. They're the guys.
That's true.
Phone, so.
That is very true. I will say
okay.
though, you like I showed Tammy, and maybe you can relate to this. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call if you have a question, Better Business Bureau related or spam related. We always do our spam talks, but these text messages from like a random number. And it'll be to like an email or it'll be like a link.
A URL link.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the latest one is, what did it say? Get your vaccination scheduled today. And I don't know if that was a spam too, but that's now happening every couple of days. And I block a number and then another one comes. And then sometimes it'll be, you know, a foreign language. But you get these text messages. And you think maybe, oh, this is being forwarded from an email. It's just don't take the chance. Don't open it. If it's not from a number you recognize and they're not identifying themselves, it's like somebody you actually know, don't open
right.
it.
And even if you recognize the number because they can spoof the numbers and make a number anything that they want, contact that person that you think it is another way and find out if it really is that person that sent it to you.
Very, very true. Do we have new spam alerts on happening right now? Or?
Well, we are seeing QR codes being used by scammers.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, you can't identify a QR code with a business. And a lot of businesses are trying to use those QR codes because it's an easier way for someone to just put their phone, take a picture, and, you know, they can download things to them like discounts or information from their business.
Okay.
But on the side that helps scammers is the fact that there's no identifying information unless you scan it, and then it's already in your phone or you're already going to the website. So you want to be very careful when you're looking at possibly, you know, copying this QR code, especially because it comes through any kind of social media, email, text message, anything like that. If someone sends you a QR code, you need to confirm before you scan into it. You need to confirm that it is actually coming from that workable place that you know that it says it's going to. And if it comes from somebody you don't know, just like we talked about the text message, do
yes.
not open it.
Right.
Anything that you are not recognized, don't open it. Just be on the cautious on the side of caution. But you want to verify the source. It could be reputable. You know, you never know. But if the correspondence appears to come from like a government agency, you need to call or visit the official website to confirm it. And
okay.
then you have to wonder, why is a government agency contacting me by using a QR code? So a little bit of common sense, you know, just take a step back, don't be anxious to click on something. Just like you know, when you get a text message, don't automatically click that URL. You know, you want to make sure. And be wary of short links also. The shortened link is also hard to tell. And, you know, it could be directing you to a malicious website, or you could be downloading something to your phone. So you want to be very careful about all QR codes. Again, you don't know who it's coming from. You want to verify before. And why would you receive a random QR code on a text message?
Right.
So you just want to be very careful. Now, if you're in a store and whatnot, and they've got it right there at their checkout or something like that, then that's fine.
Sure.
Because you're in their business. Or if you're on an official website and you see something like that, I know that one of the morning shows, when they have discount items that they show, they actually have a QR code up on their screen. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, put your phone up to it. That's legitimate.
Right. Of course.
But when you get something unsolicited, you always want to make sure that it is real before you click on it.
Okay. That's a good reminder. I feel like, you know, it's, as technology and social media and the internet and all things advertising changes.
Yes.
The spammer, scammer, famers. I don't know. Just trying to find another one. They change too. And they're trying to stay updated and relevant with people too. And so it's better to just double check.
And I think I've mentioned this before. There are scammer schools. I am convinced there are scammer schools out there, and they teach these people how to try to get your money. And also how to avoid rejection. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. When you say no, they come right back and they give you an excuse for whatever you've said. So you just want to be very careful, especially when you actually answer the phone. It's funny. We talked about an organization that we've both got a phone call for.
Exactly.
And at first we thought that we were going to hang up right away. Yep. And the person, the recording was so used to that, I think. And,
yep.
And it was very cute. Don't hang up. It's so-and-so from such and such. I'm calling. It's a legitimate call.
I wonder if he's listening. And it was so funny because I put it on speakerphone and the family was in the car. And everybody's like, it's a scam. I'm like, no, we know. This is our friend. He's just sending out a reminder for it's an event happening.
Exactly.
But yeah, you automatically will just hang up, especially if it comes from a different number, you know, because they do those massive calls too, whether it's
right.
for school or an organization. And so you got to just double check before you go ahead and just trust whatever.
And when I did, I listened to most of it because it got into like high school and whatnot. I don't have kids in high school. But when I hung up, I put the phone number and put the name in there. So the next time
That's
I get that
idea.
Phone call, because I use my cell phone, which is my personal phone, as my work phone.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I will answer a call and I don't recognize the number because it could be somebody that's gotten my card or otherwise, you know, knows and wants to talk to me because of BBB. So.
Oh, see, there you go. You're so popular, too. I mean, hey, it's Tammy Ward here chatting with me. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. So other than the scams with the QR codes, do we have anything else to look for? I mean, we always have to be mindful of the Facebook scams and just clicking on any link that is sent to our email. Most of the time, emails
yes.
are pretty good with filtering stuff, but...
Not necessarily. I mean, when you get an email and it looks legitimate, and they're looking at, you know, for you to go to another website, or they want you to click on a URL that they have there, I have seen them where it could say www.bbb.org in the email,
mm-hmm.
but if you just put your cursor over the actual URL and not, or that website and not go to it, but just put it over and you look at what comes up, it can be anything that they make it. But they are counting on the fact that people will not take that extra step and look and see where they're going before they click on it.
Mm-hmm. They just trust what they instantly see.
Yes.
So it's better to double check. Hey, we've got more for you coming up here with the Better Business Bureau. If you have a question for Tammy, again, the number is 850-437-1620. I see you popping in and saying good morning. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day, middle of the week. And we are just getting started. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you? Meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital advertising. Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? You can do it, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. The reality is, digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies? Are you familiar with the platforms? Do you really have time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, sit through the webinars, plan the campaign, and try to learn all the stuff yourself? Aren't you responsible for holding down the workload of 2 to 3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contacted our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital to handle all things digital marketing for you. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and now we have a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. Think of us as your in-house digital marketing ad agency. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Campaign Success Manager, and I invite you to email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Get your path to a digital marketing partnership started.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's Fraser Adjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
You know, we used to talk about herd immunity reaching like 70 to 80% either have had it or got vaccinated. I don't remember who I was talking about this yesterday. Maybe it was Bobby. But I had been starting to think the same thing, that with the high transmissibility, genuine herd immunity is likely to be more in the like 95% category.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Tammy Ward. We're laughing and having some fun in our commercial breaks, but we're also here to talk some serious business.
Right.
So you checked the scam tracker before you came over, and are we looking clear on the radar?
No, the scams are out there, and they are coming, and they are already here. The COVID surveys are back. They're calling to do surveys again, you know, saying, hey, you've had your COVID shot and can we have a survey? And they're going to ask you for personal information on that. Right now, we don't know of anybody that's actually calling or emailing or any other way trying to get in touch with someone to do a COVID survey. So if you get that phone call or email, just go ahead and delete it.
Okay.
Puppy scams. Yes, what? They are out there. They're still out there. The online scams. We call it a puppy scam, but it's any animal. But we are, you know, and it doesn't matter. No, I think it's 90-some% of the websites that you would find for a puppy or another type of animal are illegal. They are scam websites. And the scammers are getting so good. They are using real life breeders addresses on their website, so if you happen to Google it to find out, you're going to find a real site. You're not going to find a bogus address, but you have to go a little bit farther than that. Usually it's a month in between, but there was, I think I already told you, but it's worth repeating. Somebody thought that they were purchasing a puppy in out of Philadelphia, and they spent like $500 or $600 and sent it to them.
Nice.
And then they got another communication that says, we need another $500 to go through immigration. And that's when the person thought, oh,
what?
This is a scam. Will I get my money back? Well, no, you won't. But that's just it. I mean, the scammers are really good, and they'll use real information, real addresses, and you really need to be diligent. The one that we found in Panama City almost 2 years ago now, the person that was trying to purchase an animal found the Google, you know, through Google, they found the address. They called the number, which was a scammer, and they asked, you know, well, why is the homeowner a different name than you are? And that scammer came right back and said, well, that's my sister, and she's allowing us to store our animals there until, you know, we sell them. And so they're very quick about that. But he didn't stop there, and he contacted us. He was out of state, so he contacted us, and because Panama City is in our area,
right,
we got the phone call, and we did a little bit of research, and we found out that lady had even had somebody drive five and a half hours to her home thinking that they had paid for an animal and they were going to pick one up when they got to her house.
No.
Because at that time, we found three websites that had her address on it.
No.
So one of them had already been taken down, but two were still up. So you just really need, go to a local shelter, the Humane Society. I mean, there's so many animals that are in legitimate organizations that really would, you know, love for you to adopt them. Mm-hmm. Don't go online.
And yeah, and on that note, if I can just add to it, our shelters and kennels are full, Tammy, like full.
Yes.
Max capacity. In fact, we usually have Frisky Friday every Friday at 10:30, and it's been difficult to be able to even have any of our local shelters or organizations come in because they're so busy with rescues. Spay and neuter, please.
Yes.
Spay and neuter, adopt as much as possible instead of shopping. There still will be plenty of people who shop for puppies. I understand breeds and all that. I understand it, but yeah. And then be careful when you're online. Like, if you think it's too good to be true,
it is. 99.999999%.
I feel like I don't want to be a naysayer, but I also have to, you know, bring down like the Judge Judy hammer of truth and like, they're liars. Watch out.
Right.
They need to go down. Hey, we got a text here. I got a text the other day claiming to be an official U.S. Census COVID survey. Straight to the trash can. That's good.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
I feel like, you know, if the U.S.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, actually, please do tell, especially your elderly friends. Please.
Yes.
Because we always talk about this. Please look out for your elderly neighbors, because somebody's always looking to hoodwink, scam, and spam them the most, especially if they're over the age of 75 too and aren't well versed on the internet or with smartphones, and they're used to just the run-of-the-mill phone call, like, hey, I'm here, would you like to take this survey, and hey, I'm trying to sell you this, and hey, your car warranty. What car warranty? They're gonna wait, all of a sudden, I do have a car, and is there a warranty, and should I call you back? I know,
right.
Those guys, they're exhausting. But yeah, look out for your elderly
and it
friends.
Can be, and we do have the vulnerable populations, but it can be anybody. It, you know, anybody can be scammed. It just depends on what your mindset is when you get that text, when you get that email. The other thing that you want to look out for as far as online is when you order something, read the fine print. The other thing that I saw on the scam tracker were stories from people that purchased one item and they didn't realize it until a few months down the road they were being charged monthly.
No. Oh, no.
They were being charged monthly. And it's technically legitimate because they just didn't read the fact that when they purchased this one thing that they were signing up for, you know, a regular amount of money or
sure.
a regular, you know, delivery.
Right.
Or whatnot.
You accidentally checked that box.
Right. Exactly.
It can happen.
It can. In fact, some of our banks don't even question anymore when they get a phone call for somebody disputing that charge. They just say they're going to take it off and they're going to block it, because it's happened so many times that they don't even bother to spend any more time on it. They just tell them that they're going to block that charge from coming back into their card.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad that they look out for us, because there's,
right.
there's a lot of that happens. I've accidentally checked the box, and I apologize for not being a good example. Actually,
no,
I am a good example of what not to do sometimes.
Well,
so.
you never know. I mean,
as is life.
If we ever have a lull in our show, we can just go to your,
go
your
to
stories.
My archives of things not to do by Jenna Barr. Hey, we got to take another quick break. We're going to wrap up when we come back with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Join the Cat Crew for the third Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital on Friday, August 27th. Wind Creek Atmore will match donations up to $20,000. Hear the stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. All funds raised during this year's event will support the Neonatal Transport Unit. Thank you to our Hope sponsors, Cox Business and Gulf Winds Cares Foundation.
We're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Tammy Ward, and we're talking scams, but anything else going on with the Better Business Bureau that we should know about?
We are finally in the last stages of our torch award. We had to extend it out to get the businesses that wanted to be interviewed all together. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we will start contacting the ones that will be recipients of the 2021 torch award for ethics.
That's
so
right.
We have the three districts, and this district is District 1, which is Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And so we'll have, you know, the small business and the large business. And sometimes we have honorable mentions when some people are really, our businesses are really close. So hopefully, like I said, we're wrapping that up now. Usually we're done by June-ish. But like everything else, you know, we didn't do it last year. So we had 2 years worth of nominations that we had to go through. And we did give another $9,000 away for scholarships. And this year we actually had a junior at Gulf Breeze High School, I believe. So she will be using that after her senior year. I think that's one of our first juniors that we've had, but we do say juniors and seniors can do it. But yeah, three in each of our districts again. So that was $9,000. And so they're starting their school year soon, with a scholarship from the Better Business Bureau.
That's excellent. And is that going to be extended? Are you going to start a fresh one after the end of this round?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to redo a few things and,
sure,
and update a few things. And depending on, you know, when we want to play it for next year, we'll see. But yeah, 2022, we'll have a whole new application type process and whatnot. So.
Okay. Yeah. 2022. I was just like realizing when I was listening to Brent Lane on my drive in, he was sitting in for Andrew McKay, and I was like, oh my goodness, we are a month away from September 11th, which.
Yes, I was listening to that too.
Doesn't feel real that it's been 20 years.
I know.
It really doesn't.
I can't believe I've been here a decade.
Wow. It'll be a decade this year.
Well, actually, no, 12 years.
12 years. That's a long time.
It's August, June. I came in June of 2009.
Wow. Time really does fly.
It does.
Like, you know, like Dwight Schrute says, you know, you only die once, you get to live every day. So I say live it the best, and you're the best. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning.
Thank you.
Giving us updates as always. Please be mindful if you get those texts or those emails.
Happy hump day, everybody.
That's right. Tammy, I'll see you soon. Let's go ahead and check in with Mark, see what's coming up in the headlines.
State and federal health officials at odds over COVID numbers. Details after Fox.